Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 27. Our drop date is Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. Happy Independence Day weekend, everybody. I am your host, C. Willie, joined this weekend again by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have this week? Not only is she a veteran, she's an amazing singer. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Janet Martin on the show. Woo!
Yay! Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
And particularly with this being 4th of July weekend, thank you for your service. You are an Air Force veteran.
Yes, thank you so much. And is Quarter Peep, is she the
Quarter
Marine?
Quarter Peep's the Marine. Yes, she is. Yes. So I have to be really careful around here. I know I'll get my my can kicked if I'm not in line.
Yes. My husband's a Marine too, so I got it.
I'll behave around all three of you, I promise. So, Janet, just to introduce folks to you, your sound is kind of, it's faith-based country is what we've said, which is just wonderful. And the songs that folks that we're going to be presenting tonight all have an amazing story. They're beautiful. The music is phenomenal. And you have been recognized for this as well, multi-award winning for your career, and you're up for a couple of Josie Music Awards for 2026, Songwriter Achievement Award, congratulations on that, and also Female Vocalist of the Year, multi-genre. Those are some big, big prizes. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was like, what? What just happened? Oh, so I'm excited about that. And, you know, we're waiting. I think there's a few more nominations and categories to come out. So I'm hoping for a few more of the songwriter credits.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing is people need to understand it's not about the award, right? It's like putting that on your resume. You know, being in the military, we know about how it is to be able to get another ribbon or get another award certificate. That's just what it's about. And it's about putting that on our career resume. And yes, we do have one in music as well as their everyday 9-to-5 job. So it is very important. And it's just like, it's not about me, really. It's about what God had put into me to create these songs and the people involved that are so talented and that I'm so blessed to work with. That's what it's about. So I just wanted people to get that, like, understand that.
Well, and the simple fact that folks are recognizing your work, recognizing what you are putting out there, and it's resonating with folks, and you're in the midst of a project right now. We were talking off air. You're just getting ready to head up to Boston for some recording work. You have a new EP that's coming out. That's exciting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So last year, I reached out to somebody in Nashville, a producer, and spent a lot of money and got really heartbreaking results. And so I kind of just licked my wounds and kept writing and kept finding people that could possibly either fix the thing that I was going through or, you know, fix what was already there kind of thing, kind of piecing things together. People don't understand that music is just like a painting or, you know, any kind of artwork, and but it's to the ear. Instead of being able to see it, you're listening to it and you're feeling it, right? And that when somebody, you entrust somebody to deliver that artwork and it's a failure, it breaks your heart. And so when I say it like that, people really understand. And I was going through social media in the fall. This was about probably within like 4 or 5 months of all this stuff happening. And I saw Plaid Dog Studios come up through my feed, and I just kept letting it go through my feed, like like every single time. And then I started kind of looking into it more because it kept popping up, and I thought, well, let me see what it's about. And they said they do a crowdfunding project, and I'm like,
I'm not asking anybody for any help. Like I've always done this on my own. Like this is, And I met with them. I had some meetings with them. They were so like heart centered. Everything that they were telling me was helping me get out of my own way. And so the back office kind of stuff took like 3 or 4 months to prepare. And then I went to Boston and met with them. I think I cried so much. Sorry, of joy. I've cried tears of joy. It was amazing. So we had graduates from Berklee College of Music.
Yes.
Studio. I've seen people play with love before, but not with my music. Just to watch the drummer, even that just blows me away. Everything he did, you could just see, like, I could see little heart emojis just go. Mm-hmm. Like, and I cried. I was just like, what is, okay, God, you're so good. Like, it was just amazing. And then when they got done with the music part of it, I was like, now I got to go in and make it sound really good. How do I do that? It's like, oh my gosh, how the things just melted into each other and just was just so amazing. And I mean, I couldn't wait to launch this. And we got 2 more songs funded. And so I'm actually going to pay some extra money into it because we ended up doing two more full songs that we're going to go back and do. And one of them, it's one of them's really fun. And the other one, I wrote kind of, it's called Run to the Father. I might as well just go ahead and tell you what it is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it started out to be kind of like a, who do you think you are? Like, who do you think you are? And I thought, there's no way this is going to become a Christian song, like a faith-based song, but God has a plan. And that's what it ended up being. And we've been singing it at church for the last couple of years. And now it's going to be able to be heard for the rest of the world to hear. And it's just a very like, I don't know. A lot of the songs that I do are just about like planting seeds and having faith and like thinking of something a different way. And so it really affects anybody who's either a Christian or non-Christian, believer, non-believer. It gives people something to think about, which is what I love about it.
Well, that's one of the things that Quarter Peep and I have really enjoyed about listening to the music. There is a message behind each one. Right. And like you say, whether you are a believer or not, there's something that you can take out of your music and apply to your life. And that's what truly good music does. It helps you live. It helps you find these emotions. The first one that we've got queued up, and I really enjoy this song, Just Start Talking. Give us the backstory on Just Start Talking.
Oh my goodness. Well, I wasn't raised in church. I didn't grow up at, you know, going to church or anything like that. And since I've taken on this journey, I feel like I just went through like a couple of weeks where people were like, I would hear the sermon about prayer, about reconnecting, about connecting, and I'm all about connecting. I'm actually a speaker on elevating communication, but my music's been taking over. So it's like, this is how I'm communicating with people now.
Sure.
And, but it was, I was sitting in church and then I had the message implanted in my head one more time. And I was like, just start talking. I got to write that. I got to write the song.
Yeah.
And, so that's how that song came about. I just kept hearing like hints of like something that needs to be written. And then I was like, well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You gave me that. So let's just do it. And it's that whole thing of like, say something without saying something.
Yeah.
You know, and I like it because there's people that I've actually had conversations with that are like, I am not a Christian. I'm not religious. I'm not this and that, but that song gave me something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
It does. This is powerful, folks. Give a listen to this and think about how this is applicable to what you may be thinking right now. Just Start Talking. This is Janet R. Martin. Mm-hmm.
like you did with your grandma or your best friend. There's no wrong way to get to know him. Just pour out your heart and just start talking. You may have doubts, just a spark of faith is all you need. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Open up your heart and be. Just start talking like you did with your grandma or your best friend. There's no wrong way to get to know him. Just pour out your heart and just start talking. Ran your heart. He's here to give you love and kindness. He'll lead you to a life of stillness. Just start talking. There's no wrong way to get to know him. Just pour out your heart and just start talking.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you.
It's a wonderful message, and Janet, the voice certainly accomplishes what the band wanted to accomplish there, too. That's absolutely beautiful.
Much.
Great, great message. Folks, I really hope you take that to heart.
Yeah. The other reason why I ended up writing that song, too, is because I know that I struggled with, like, oh, how do I start a prayer? How do I start this? And I had all these questions, and it's like, I want people to, I love teaching people and meeting them where they're at. And I was like, I wish somebody would have told me that, you know, just start having a conversation. It doesn't have to be like, you know, this dear Lord, the things, and you don't have to hold your hands together. You don't have to do that. It's like, and just have a relationship and just have a consistent relationship, you know? I wish that I had a great relationship with my grandmother and I could talk to her about everything, but we never lived near each other. So, but you know, I just, but best friends, right? You should be able to tell your best friend anything, and they should love you and embrace you and help you with answers, or at least just to be that echo, right? Or that sounding board where you can just kind of hear yourself say something and go, oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll listen for that answer. So,
Well, and I think you probably just helped a lot of people that struggle with that, because I know that is a struggle. Wonderful message. We are with Janet Martin. We're going to take a quick break and we will come right back.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Janet Martin. We are talking about being real and having a great relationship. I had a thought. You are a veteran. You are a veteran of the U.S. Air Force.
Yes.
And as you are writing, I talked with Quarterpeep about this, and I said, I'm not overstepping any military bounds by asking this question, am I?
I said no. Okay, I don't think so.
Is the discipline that you that came from your military time, does that translate into when you're writing music? Do you feel okay? I've got this to do. I've got that to do. I have to put this together or that, in much the same way that the military kind of shapes you and hones you.
Should we tell him the secret? We should do. Should we tell him?
Because I was like,
yeah. So it's funny because I actually worked at the VA and worked with veterans and other, you know, and other veterans and stuff. And it used to really bother me. And I have a point to say this. Some people would say, like, you know, somebody irate comes in and tries to start stuff. They're like, and they were a veteran. And it's like, look, and I finally realized it's not about being a military member, because they do teach you to be organized and to pay attention to detail and all these things. Mm-hmm. But it's, I tell them, I said, that's home raising. I said, if they're acting up, that's them. That's a them problem. Right. And she's laughing because she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's home training. It has nothing to do with what the military's taught us. It is who your personality is. But, I don't know. I mean, I've been out for a while. So, I was raised in a very strict upbringing, so I felt like I was prepared to go into the military and listen to people yelling at me all the time.
Oh, yeah. This way, that way. Right now, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, like, so used to multitasking, even though, like, you're hearing, like, a lot of, you know, things being shouted at you or, you know, just crazy talk or whatever. But as far as writing, I think I started writing music actually when I was a kid. And poems and things like that. And I think, you know, just figuring out the structure of songs and just getting better about brainstorming on how you want to write things and saying things a certain way where it's different but conversational. And, you know, I think it may have something to do with it down the road. But, I mean, if you see my office right now, like, I'm so glad everything is, like, here. This place is trashed. I'm telling you, I'm like, I have no blur screen behind me. I have papers. I have songs that I've written over the years on papers. And, you know, I have not filed them. And I'm looking through. Yeah. So we're all humans. And once you get out of the military, I think you keep certain things. Like, you try to respect people. You try to love on people. You try to be the, I wouldn't say manager, but you try to, you're good at assessing. I feel like you're better at assessing things.
Yes. And about detail oriented, like who's in front of you, who's behind them, what's the next move, what are they going to do next? Okay, cool. I'm, like, you're two steps ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So for sure, for that. But I don't know if that maybe working with other musicians that would have, like, a team that would have some things to do with that. But in songwriting, I think it's a creative process. And I don't think the military really teaches you.
creativity is not necessarily part of it.
Yeah, I say that, but there is, like, a veterans through the VA, they have the Veterans Creative Arts Program, and I have won nationally 5 times with songwriting and singing and all the things. So And I've seen the most amazing artwork and met the most amazing people that are veterans, and to be able to connect with a whole room full of people and not have said a word to them yet. Yeah. That's a feeling. And I know she can tell you that same thing, is like when you know you're in a room with other veterans or other military members, you automatically feel like you're in the right place.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just you, your heart, you're just your hearts, your minds are like all of a sudden get connected. It doesn't matter what trauma you're going through or have gone through or whatever. It's like, you know, military, like you all get each other. And so it's like, what's up?
Funny. You know?
Well, Janet, the next one that we've got queued up, in another amazing song, King of All Nations. Will you tell us a little bit about this?
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to work with another songwriter, and he tends to sing like stuff that's like dark, like dark sounding. I don't know. I love blues. I love all kinds of music, but I love like that blues and jazz, you know? And I started working on this song, and he was just such a nervous wreck. And so I was like, okay, well, it was a nice try. And I recorded the demo of it. And then I went back to my friend James Jones, who was also my worship leader at the church in O'Fallon, Missouri. And I got with him and I was like, hey, so I tried to do this song. And he's like, oh, no. But he knew where I wanted to go with it, because we'd already written a few songs. But this is obviously sounds completely different than the other songs. Like
where it started.
Right. And well, even just as a song like that, you normally would probably not even hear me sing. Right. But what's cool about that is it's got this like rock soul, whatever vibe. And I've even played it where people are like, so you wrote that? And I'm like, well, it's from the Bible. And they're like, those words are in the Bible? And I'm like, yes, they're in the Bible. And they're like, wow. You know, and they like want to listen to it over and over again. And I'm like, yeah. So I just love that song. I would love for it to have had more drive and stuff. And I may end up recutting it somewhere down the line, or just when I finally do it live, we're definitely going to ramp it up to make it like, because I wanted it to be like, can you feel it? Can you feel it? You know, but again, this was one that was done in Nashville that I was like, let's try to fix it. But it's still a good, what Kevin
this
did
is.
To fix it is he did amazing. So,
well, know that this is the start and it's going to be ramped up, but you're going to love the start, folks. This is King of All Nations from Janet Martin.
Oh, yeah.
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, is in a dry and weary land. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, in your name I lift my hands. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, is in a dry and weary land. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, in your name I lift my hands. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? The Holy Spirit in your soul. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Faints for you, it's in a dry and dreary land. My soul flesh faints for you. In your name I lift my hand. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you.
Yes, we enjoyed that. King of All Nations. So, Janet, you got to understand, I'm old and I need notes, you know, when I do these. And
I have them too.
As that song was playing, I wrote Powerful because that's your voice in that and in what you're bringing through is very, very powerful. Amazing song. Great tune.
Thank you. What's funny is, so that one was cut in Nashville, but we actually redid the vocals in the sanctuary of our church in O'Fallon. And yeah. And, my, James also is tech smart. He can write, he can sing, he can play guitar. Like I'm just so blessed to have him around in my life. He's the one that we're up for the award with in for the Run to the Father, and and he was the one who said, you know, you should go up on this part and change it up a little bit. So I did that, and then I started channeling Hart and Wilson. And
oh, there you go.
And yes. So that's when I hit that high note, and then when I got done recording it, he looks at me and he goes, "You know, you're going to have to do that live every single time that you sing that song live." And I go, "You suck."
Don't tell me that.
Do something, and then now you tell me I got to do it every time. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it was just hilarious.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing it every time. That was absolutely beautiful and wonderful.
Thank you.
All righty, folks. We are going to take another quick break, and then we are going to come back on the other side with Janet Martin.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Janet Martin. We've just heard a couple of phenomenal tunes, and folks, I know you're going to want to know where to find her. Janet, where do folks find you out on this wonderful electronic media source that we have?
Well, I have my website, which is janetmartinmusic.com. And don't put the www. I don't think that exists thing.
I don't think it does.
It's HTTPS //music.com. Also on Instagram under Janet R. Martin Music, and also on Facebook. And yeah, so you can check out, I've got a schedule on there that just continuously goes. I'm booked out this year, and next year. Now I got a team, so I'm feeling more official.
All right.
And hopefully you'll see me at more events and festivals and the bigger things next year. And
we're very, very excited for you, and certainly deserving. The last one that we have queued up, think of the three, and I love all three of them. Please don't get me wrong. It's like saying, which child do you love the best?
Yes. Well,
I can't do that.
Yeah, I understand.
But I'll let you in on a little secret. It's this one. I'll Pray. Please give us the backstory on this song.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I drive a lot across the state of Missouri to go into performances and then come back and perform. And when I'm on the road, I obviously try to multitask. I'm like listening to, you know, audio stuff, and I'm listening to songs that I'm reviewing so I can play, you know, keep continuously, you know, refreshing my set list and things like that. And then sometimes I just want to write and things come to my head, and I just kept, I don't know, just that I'll Pray part kept coming up. And then also I had written in a anthology book a couple of years ago. It's you can find it on Amazon. I have a few copies left, but it's called Breaking the Silence, The Voices of Survivors. And it was the first paragraph that I had written in my chapter was, you know, people joke about like, oh, I got the shirt, you know, like, oh, we've been through trauma, we got the t-shirt, right? And I was like, oh, no, I got all the swag.
I love that line. Yeah.
So, yeah, because I was like, well, you know, you could see it as a good thing or a bad thing, because I'm like thinking of like, you know, the Oscars and like all the music awards, they have like swag bags in the back. And, you know, so I was just kind of trying to make light of, you know, the situation. And I think that we usually say that when we're past something, right? We don't say it like, I'm earning my shirt right now. I'm earning that t-shirt. So that was, I was like, you know, I need to put that in a song. And is like, and then the other thing was like, you know, people a lot of times are like, oh, you know, prayer doesn't work. Well, it's like, are you doing it consistently? Or are you just doing it when something bad is happening?
Yeah, you know,
and that's not how things work in your favor. It's just like mindset. You know, you can think of it as a mindset. If you're always negative and you're just complaining about things all the time, you're like, well, everything always goes bad and always happens. And you're like, it always happens because you're probably saying it always happens. So it's like, are you seeing the glass half empty or half full, you know? Right. And so that's the premise of me writing this song. It's like, you should just always have a relationship. You should always be praying. You should always be changing your mindset for a positive thing, for a positive outlook, you know, because some people that are in the negative mindset all the time, they don't understand why we can go, well, it happens. Like, okay, so what do we do to fix it? Right. Mm-hmm. If we did that in the military, you're bringing this up. I brought this up earlier. If you do that in the military, you're going to be running a lot or doing a lot of push-ups. Like, right. They're like, you want to complain? Yeah. You want to complain? Or you want to find a solution?
Yes.
Or you're going to be standing out in the rain all night. It depends on what branch you're in and who you've got directing your path. And
Well, this one certainly takes you in the right direction. And again, just like the first two songs that we had, there is quite a message here, folks. And take this in. This is I'll Pray from Janet Martin.
I've got all the swag, not just the shirt. No matter what strength you say is within me, I've cried to wash away the hurt, to make way for what's to come. What if I quit right now? What if I throw in the towel? Will I ever, ever, ever forgive myself? I won't cry past tomorrow. I need to focus on the future and not the past. One thing. Devil's been working hard, trying to keep me from the promised land. But I know the victory is in your hand.
Janet Martin's I'll Pray, another absolutely fabulous song. Thank you so much for that.
Oh my goodness. That is the Boston song. And it just, that instrument solo instrumental is just like laying on a hammock in 70 degree weather with the wind blowing just right and just taking in the sunshine. It's like, they had my heart. And you could just hear the little changes of the drummer.
Yes.
And yeah.
Absolutely love that.
It was so interesting because I knew obviously like what I was going to do, singing like the actual melody and the verses. And then, but when it came to the harmonies and everything, I actually did all of them on that song. And I got in there and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And everything just fell into place. And I actually fell in love with some of the pieces. There's like you can go back, listen to it later, but like, there's this like, ooh, it's like this ooing and it's just so pretty. And I'm like, I did that. It is so pretty. When you start recording stuff or like, you know, even as an artist, like a painter, you're like, you start, you know, when you're just looking at stuff, you can appreciate things and you can hear things that you appreciate. But when you start actually, you know, writing and you're listening to every instrument and how they're playing and every, you know, the drummer and everything, you can hear everything and you can pick out things that are like,
It's fun. It's fun when that happens. It's fun from our side too, to hear that and the differences and the inflections and the various ways the song goes.
Yes.
And you certainly brought us some great material tonight. We really appreciate it. Janet, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, we appreciate everything you shared and your music is incredible. And we thank you for boosting our show.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for boosting me. I've been working so hard and like going to live performances and writing and recording and everything is like, now it's like, you know, the whole social media thing. I have to like be.
Well, you got to be there.
Yeah.
No question.
Wow. That's the next big thing that I get. You're going to be online all the time.
That's what happens. Yes. Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next week?
Oh gosh, we have Corey Ronnell.
We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to talking with Corey as well.
Go Sound Voyager.
Yes. Yes.
Gotta give it.
That is a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank one more time Janet Martin for joining us. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you so much.
To everybody out there that's been supporting us, thank you so much for what you're doing as well. We're having a great time with this. And if you know more folks like Janet that you would like us to talk to, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is that email address. We love hearing from you. And if you want to know where we're going to be, and hopefully we're going to be seeing Janet in Nashville in September, take a look at our schedule. It's at VehicleCitySound.com. That's the website. You can get all of our past episodes and find out what's happening in our neck of the woods as well. We appreciate everybody. Hey, listen, everybody, have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. And listen, do good things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.